This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Apple held its semi-regular, hey, look at all the cool new gadgets you can pay us for event today in Cupertino. New AirPods, a new watch, a couple of versions of the new iPhone 15 as well, a better camera, satellite connectivity. Also on that phone, perhaps the biggest change, a USB-C charging port is going to be standard instead of the proprietary Lightning connector that's been on iPhones for more than a decade now. Should you think somehow that Apple is standardizing things with the rest of technology all by itself? A law in the European Union actually requires mobile devices to be equipped with a common charging system by the end of 2024 because, as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, EU regulations are basically shaping technology right now.
On issues from data privacy to content moderation, as Europe goes, so goes the tech industry, says Anupam Chander, a law professor at Georgetown.
The EU is basically the big dog of regulation.
Big tech may be a big punching bag in American politics, but actual legislation has deadlocked domestically. Not so in Europe, Chander says, partly because the companies are mostly American.
You can reach political agreement more readily when you're regulating companies that aren't your constituents.
The granddaddy of EU tech law has been the General Data Protection Regulation. There's also the Digital Services Act, which aims to counter false and harmful information online, and the Digital Markets Act to chip away at anti-competitive behaviors. Lawmakers are now finalizing legislation to take on artificial intelligence. Ivona McGowan, director of the Center for Democracy and Technology's Europe office, says EU policies can push global change.
From just a practical sense, it often doesn't make sense just to change business processes or the way they operate for one region.
But as pressure from Europe ramps up, it's starting to threaten core business models the tech industry relies on, like targeted advertising or the walled gardens of app stores, says Eric Seufert, a tech analyst at Mobile Dev Memo.
Now I think companies are more reluctant to roll these changes out globally because the interpretation for some of these regulations has gotten so strict.
He says we're increasingly seeing the internet break down along geographic borders. Take Meta's so-called Twitter killer app, Threads, which still hasn't launched in the EU. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.